This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We do data and government statistics and experts and analysts when we have to. Today, though, we are going all anecdotal because for all the headlines and big picture stories, there are 330 million people in this economy, each of whom experiences things just a little bit differently. So our own Elizabeth Trovall spent her day at what I'm sure were super crowded supermarkets in and around Houston, trying to get a sense of the mood that American consumers are in this holiday season.
I'm at the HEB supermarket in Southwest Houston, where I catch Sarah Harris on her way to her car. She was shopping for ingredients for mac and cheese and green bean casserole, which she says were cheaper last year when she wasn't shopping last minute.
I had to get bigger things or get different brands than I normally would because everything's, like, sold out.
With a 12-week-old at home and no raise at her accounting job, she's really having to stretch her budget.
I feel like the economy is in a terrible state. Like, everything is more expensive than it needs to be. So being the first-time mom, first-time around holidays with the baby, plus having to cook, it's just, like, I need a break.
Out in the HEB parking lot, Todd Neal loads $200 or so of groceries in his truck. The priciest item in his cart today?
The brisket that I bought.
Which set him back $80, probably more than he would have paid last year, since beef prices are up 9%, according to the USDA. And while Neil, who works in real estate, does find prices to be inflated, he says,
My business is good. Overall, the Houston economy is still strong.
Just a few minutes down the road, I pull up to a Walmart to see how shoppers are faring there. In the parking lot, I catch Sharon S., who is cooking turkey wings for her family this year.
Turkey wings have really went up a lot. You get two, three in a pack now. The one I got was $10.57 with just two in there.
She says she had to cut back on portions.
But I wasn't able to get the what I really, you know, really wanted to get. So it's fine. We have a meal, so it's fine.
Also here is Iris Contreras, who in total has spent about $500 to host 50 people for Thanksgiving, even though she says she's doing well as an executive assistant.
Usually I try to buy like mid-range brand stuff, and now I see myself like buying the cheaper things, you know, maybe not the best quality, just because, yeah, prices are really expensive.
She doesn't usually shop at Walmart, but today she says it's offering the best bang for her buck. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.